Reports are in that 40,000 hourly GM workers are taking buyout and early retirement packages from the company. Six Flags could be lowering some of those flags and closing the doors to some of their 30 properties across North America.
Combined rising costs and lower park attendance, Six Flags is having a hard time reaching its previous financial forecast.
Attendance has fallen year over year.
Six Flags' Wendy Goldberg, who says that's the case at half a dozen parks in Houston, Buffalo, Denver, Seattle, and three in California.
We are exploring strategic options with regard to several parks, but we haven't made a decision when or even if any of those assets will be sold.
Last year, Six Flags closed Astroworld near Houston. Bob Whitkin, CNN.
Houston-based Anadarko Energy says they're expanding by purchasing two other energy companies, according to their spokeswoman, Teresa Wong.
We're purchasing Kerr-McGee Corporation and we're purchasing Western Gas Resources. So it's a double deal, if you will. The two transactions are totaling $23.5 billion.
The deal is also for Anadarko to pick up about $2 billion worth of debt from the companies. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods fell in May, marking a second straight month of weakness. The Commerce Department reported today that the orders for durable goods dropped 0.3% last month after an even bigger 4.7% plunge in April. And you'll be able to check out free video now when you Google something.
The move is part of a trial run to see if online ads can actually support video content on the web. This would be similar to the way commercials pay for broadcast television. Now, owners of the videos had been charging for their content and splitting the proceeds with Google. Here's how it works exactly. When you click on a piece of video, you'll now see a small banner directly above the window with a picture and a link to the advertiser's site. A commercial will also be played at the end of the video, and that would obviously get more people to come in and take a look at it.
CNN's Stephanie Elam with CNN Radio in the Marketplace. I'm Michelle Wright.